Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey everybody, this is Lisa and Nancy with Big Blend Radio, and today we're sitting outside on the front porch of Hazel's Kitchen in downtown Tulare. Have I got that right, Donette?
You got that right,
so
Lisa.
So Donette Silva-Carter from the Tulare Chamber of Commerce, the CEO, is here. And we've got Don and Janet, and you guys are the landlords of this beautiful, beautiful restaurant building.
Yes, it was. We started about 1995 with Gloria McCausland, who now has VIP Pizza, successful place downtown. And Hazel Hoyt moved into this house with her parents in 1915 when she was 15. So we acquired the house and turned it into Hazel's Kitchen and brought her back.
Oh, that's awesome. Who is she? What did
she? She was the first woman city clerk in Tulare in the 30s.
Wow.
And she was came here when she was 15 and lived here until about 1994.
Oh wow! And
we brought her back, and she recalls all these great stories. So we called it Hazel's Kitchen in honor, and the Hoyt House in honor of Hazel Hoyt.
I just want to say, everyone, we are sitting outside, so you may hear some traffic because people are out and about on a Saturday out here.
It is
a beautiful day.
It is great to see everybody out and about, and it's a beautiful day here in Tulare. The weather's perfect. There's a cool little breeze, and we're in downtown, which is the heart of our community, and Hazel's Kitchen is such a wonderful amenity here in town with their gourmet meals that they provide, whether it's sandwiches, salads. Oh, cookies
I remember
are
the cookies,
amazing, yes.
Chicken salad sandwiches with little chicky sweetbread.
Pasta salad.
Which is
to die for.
Well, listen, you know, Janet, this is the thing, too. On the side of the building is a mural, and Tulare is known, and Tulare County is amazing with public art and murals. And during the pandemic, it's one of the things that, you know, people can do is go treasure hunting across their, you know, their backyard, basically,
yes,
and
true.
Learn the stories of an area. But you guys, you have the first mural in Tulare, right? And how many murals do you have done it?
She's too many to remember.
So it's more than the fingers on my hand.
Yes, it's more than the fingers on your hand.
Because I can't count further. Nancy does the books
15,
for that reason.
It's quite a few. We have a milk tower, so it's really a water tower, but there's a glass of milk that's on the top, and it says, "Tulare, we've got it." And because we've got milk, so much milk. We actually are the number one producer of milk in the United States, probably in the world too. But anyway, so that there is a beautifully painted water tower, and we have such lovely murals. We have a couple of Olympians too, very famous Olympians.
That's right, and they're in your museum.
Yes, and that mural.
Well, not the mural.
On the chamber building too. So it's great to come into downtown and to just do a walkabout and look at all the murals in our community and the communities throughout Tulare County.
So, Janet, you guys are in the front.
Yes.
On this building, you were the first mural, the two of you.
Yep.
We just reenacted that. Well, you guys did. We got to photograph it. But you got a sock monkey in this one, Priscilla.
Yes.
You know, she's the diva of the Arbor Love Your Pork store. But tell us about the picture.
Well, what we wanted was, it was actually the first mural as part of the Cultural Arts Foundation, and we wanted to kickstart it. And so we enacted a World War I elopement out of the top window where the World War I soldier was trying to abscond with his lady.
Mm-hmm.
And so Don and I did that for the artist, and it's still on the south wall up there, and it was just so much fun. And so then it just, all the murals started to come together all across the city.
Now, did you two elope?
Ooh. Technically.
It was a very long elopement. We moved really slow. I'll tell you something funny. As part of that mural, we were so excited that I built a ladder and had a ladder coming up to that eave. right there.
Yeah.
And one night, a police officer was going by and didn't know about it. Uh-oh. And called it in that there's somebody breaking into Hazel's on the south
side. He's breaking up the elopement.
It was the father.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of World War II, I mean, Tulare County has a lot of history with World War II. I mean, even if you go out in some of the orchards, there's the watchtowers. And it was World War II, right? I could get them twirled around because, you know.
World War II. Not
the right bomber across the street?
That's World War II at the airport.
Okay, that's where we were.
Yes,
you know,
yep.
A B-17 bomber. If you go a half a block north, there is that, maybe about the second mural we did on the corner of the Salvation Army building, and that was a scene from World War One with the Donut Girls.
Okay, and that's how we got American Donuts, and they sold them to raise funds.
So if you're heading that way,
we're gonna.
We are checking out.
If there's
the
donuts,
today,
even if it's on a mural,
we can go get your real donut too.
Okay.
See.
Well, no, this is dangerous. I mean, the Portuguese bakery, that was it. Oh, I could just munch
so
on there all day long. But across the street, we are looking at a plane. So. What is that? Because, like, I don't know anything about airplanes.
That's a Convair 240 that was built in 1951 for the Air Force as a navigational trainer. And my partner, Mike Shaynow, and I and Janet, we acquired the property and thought, hey, let's put in a eatery in an airplane. We went and got it, worked on it, all the people at the city planning and stuff. Engineered foundation, electrical, plumbing. We built the hangar in the back. But the ironic thing, that's a Convair 240. It's here on L Street. And what's the address for that lot?
It is 240.
240. Oh, wow. Oh my gosh.
It was meant to be.
That's 240. Wow. 240. This is 237. That's 240 L Street. That's a Convair 240.
That's very cool. And now it is the flying taco. You guys have to play the Flying Burrito Brothers when everybody
goes
there. You're going to have some flying burritos on that menu. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Their food is wonderful.
Unbelievable.
Oh my gosh.
Shrimp tacos and
wet burrito is to die for.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That's the thing. I mean, Mexican food, we've been missing California for that. I mean, we've had some good, as we travel, we've had some good, but there's nothing like coming back home to the West for that. But with it's interesting, too, because you've got like the hangar in the back, so that's a whole other little area. There's an outdoor seating for, you know, we're all being socially distanced. And besides, it's just nice to be out today. But you started putting in airplane seats as the seating.
That's something brand new. We've got over a dozen 1973 American Airline airline seats.
Cool.
And that's a prototype you saw. When we get them done, we're going to have them in the hangar or outside.
That's cool. Yeah.
And you'll sit there. Ashtrays are kind of obsolete now, but you can sit in a real airline seat.
Back
and they're very comfortable.
I was going to say, those seats look nice and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a little bigger than what they are now. So
that's a good point.
Yeah,
that's
back in the day, they made the, they weren't worried as much
so
about
that. So they're 48
capacity.
Years old, and I kind of defy anybody to remember going into a restaurant and sitting in airline seats.
I think it's cool.
It is very cool.
You know what? I love it because it's saving history.
Yep.
It's like you have railroad cars where a restaurant, sometimes you can sleep, there's like B&Bs out of them, but I think what's cool about it is we need to have these kind of different style of museums, and I love museums, but this is a living piece
of living
history.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And kids, what's great is they can go into the cockpit. I know you're not supposed to say that anymore, but I did.
It's all good.
See George and how what the workings are like.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
for kids, yeah. I think, I mean, for adults too, because we don't care. You know, we get into all that kind of stuff.
But
we want to see.
It sparks interest in children
to learn about it.
Something
to go into an airplane.
Yeah.
It was 2002, 2003 when we did that and got it from an aviation warehouse down in Southern California. It was a 15-acre wrecking yard of airplane. And I'll just say that maybe if we didn't save that, it'd be beer cans.
See, this is it. I heard that a lot of Mike Gordier, our military historian, was talking about F-14s and the history of these, all these different fighter jets and things that we have no clue about until he comes on our show and educates us. Yes. No, it's fascinating history, but you know, we buy and sell planes. I mean, we'll sell them back to the enemy. It's crazy what we do. And then he's like, then they end up in a boneyard somewhere, and it's like they have this history, and you think about who was in the plane, who are their families, and so to me, that's what's so beautiful about saving them.
There is only 27 of the navigational trainers in the Convair 240. Made. So that's
That's not a lot.
The if you see the domes on the top, like a skylight, that's what they use to shoot settings, you know, the stars and stuff. So it's pretty unique. You can come off the freeway and come on over and sit in an airplane and
have a taco and a cold beverage.
There you go.
Sounds good. Come across the street, have some cookies.
There you go. I like that whole package.
I know. And go around and look at the murals of Tulare. It's beautiful. You've got a park downtown, and we're going to go to as well.
Yep, we're going to go to Zumwalt Park.
Zumwalt. So Zumwalt, there's a history of Mr. Zumwalt, and Zumwalt Meadow in Kings Canyon is named after him. Kings Canyon National Park. And you've got
train.
So everyone, check it out. Go to TulareChamber.org because that's your website for everything to do with Tulare. And also, coming to the region, go to DiscoverTheSequoias.com. So thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you. You're wonderful.
Hey everybody, this is Lisa and Nancy, and we are still hanging out in beautiful Tulare in Tulare County. This used to be the county seat, right? Donette is here. Visalia is the county seat, but I think Tulare
maybe originally.
Years and years ago.
Many years ago.
Yeah, I saw something in the museum years ago. But anyway,
we'll go back and have the museum tell us. Right?
Okay, we are still in downtown, and this is the old town. And Janet, you and Don were we were talking earlier.
Yes.
You're both involved with revitalizing this street, right?
Yes.
This is L Street.
This is L Street, famous L Street, and really Stewart and Hetro House,
which is where we're at.
He was the main one that started this and kind of. Almost gave us the inspiration to start the rehabilitation of L Street. Mm. And we've got different properties that we've renovated.
Yeah, that's right. I was here 35 years ago. I guess that was just a little bit.
Like
I say, I had hair and was young. So anyway.
I mean, we figured out we were here, 10 years ago. Over 10 years. Over, 11 years ago. Yeah, 10, whatever. I can't count. I don't need to. but it's been over 10 years that you're here, and I mean, I remember the landscaping and going inside. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But this house, the hedgerow house, which you've got hedgerows.
Yes,
British.
We do.
It is like a little country, British country.
Well, family. The name came about. We were sitting at a coffee shop when we finally decided we were going to do this project, and we were trying to dream up of a name, and we were writing it on a napkin. I think at Carl's Jr.
Here comes the train.
And lo and behold, my mom said, well, there's a hedge out in front. Why don't you call it Hedgerow House? And so that's what stuck.
It's every time
British.
We do a recording, we get a train.
You were timing it perfectly in downtown to hear
the
train.
Well, you know, Tulare did originate as a train stop, train destination, a depot town, so.
Well, it makes sense. And listen to that. It's cool.
It is cool.
I love trains. I mean, it's... And so this house, though, Janet, is there a story behind the house? Do you know who had it?
Well, we were told that it was built right around 1916. Now, I don't know how true this is or not, but that it was built by an architect or someone that did drafting at the time. I don't know back in those days if you had, quote, a title as an architect. It has changed ownership several times, and it's funny. Years and years ago, well, when I first started this, well, I rented it from my folks. My folks have blessed, like Donna, Janet, we have quite a few rentals, and so anyway, and some months I'd pay rent, and some months, being they were my folks, I'd kind of forget to pay rent. And I am so blessed with the most fabulous parents on earth. One year for Christmas, there was a big envelope on the tree, and Mom said, well, you better go and open that one. So I opened it. Well, it was the deed to the house. They gave the house to me. And then my mother lovingly and laughingly said, well, now at least I know for sure that you're going to be paying the property taxes, because you can't get out of that. Yeah. And but, you know, not long after we opened, my mother used to give the little stories when people would come in about the house being built in 1916. Well, a woman came in, and my mother started with a little story, and this woman said, oh my goodness, you don't have to tell me. I lived here for 30 some odd, almost 40 years, raised four children in this tiny little house. And she looked around and she said, I always thought this was such a big house. How on earth did I raise four children here? And I honestly don't know, with how we're all so blessed with having space and whatnot these days. I mean, there is only one closet in this house that's about maybe 3 feet by 2 feet. And this woman was just absolutely amazing. And since that time, she has passed. Each one of the children that lived here has come and has visited this house.
Oh, my gosh. See, I love that. And that's, you know, we're talking about the importance of rescuing these buildings, because they become living history. Yes. And it's a place people keep returning to. And I love that you're a store, and that's good for you, too.
Well, you know, I mean, quite frankly, I like, you know, I put things together. I love, and I have a fabulous, fabulous helper named Miss Nancy Louise. And
it's another Nancy.
And she is absolutely amazing. And she volunteers to come down. She's a retired school teacher. And there has never been a time in my life that Nancy, our mothers were best friends, and we lived down the street just a half a block from each other. There's never been a time in my life that I did not know Nancy, and there's never been a time in her life that she did not know Stuart. And so we had a neighborhood gang and whatnot, and lo and behold, Nancy, I might own the ship, but Nancy runs. Nancy drives.
Okay.
I might own the boat, but Nancy drives
You see,
boat.
I mean, we're mother-daughter, Nancy, Lisa, and there's always a boss, no matter what, and I can say we're equal partnership. No. And she does the books, so for a reason. So no.
Well,
Nancy's will always. Well, Nancy's always run everything.
I am so blessed, because although I have these services and I sell these things and whatnot,
they're beautiful.
The star of the house is the star of the show. Actually, is the house itself.
But
we have so many people that drive by, and they might not be interested in stopping or needing a gift, but they're so interested about the house.
But
so
I think
what's
beautiful, you've got, you know, all this decor and gifts for homes. That is, when you go in, you can visualize it in homes. Like for us, it's a little hard, because I'll see something I really like, and then I go, which house would we put it in? Like, where are we? Because we're on the road.
Lisa, it is amazing you bring that up. Being a man, a guy, I just assumed that all you ladies had the knack of vision and being able to see where things went or how to combine things. Yeah. Having this shop, I mean, I would literally put together vignettes, and I would have a woman come in, and they would buy the whole tablescape
because
it was all done and whatnot.
But you've got a really good talent for that.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I think also that you've got really quality items in here.
I used to travel a great deal more, and with the things that have transpired the last couple years with my folks and whatnot, I'm not able to travel nearly as much. I take advantage of the wonderful reps. I take advantage of the wonderful catalogs that are sent to me. And then I am a hunter. You know, I go out and to estate sales and to auctions and things of that. We don't sell nearly as many of the old things anymore, because as I shared with you, the gift things have overshadowed.
But now you've got, is it Sid Dickens?
The Sid Dickens are one of our big major
tiles.
Yes, they're a memory tile. And he has been in business, I think, about 25 or so, maybe 26 years now. Started out very small, and now is lots of celebrities collect them. He's very philanthropic and does a lot of charity. You know, the Sid Dickens tiles has generated into probably one of our largest sellers.
So what I want to know is, what's in our gift baskets?
Well, it's going to be all sorts of special treats
oh,
for
see,
you.
The specials.
Hey, we do have a new product that I did tuck in there. It is a like a puffed perfection. I think it's called Grandma's Butter Bunch, and it is a popcorn that does not have a kernel in it. It's puffed and it's fabulous.
Ooh.
And this young lady that actually is in Fresno was featured on Channel 30, and I saw her and pursued it, and we've sold out of I don't know how many cases. We also
dentists
have
dentists will be happy.
Oh,
maybe
they
not.
Will
or not.
Well, another thing that absolutely amazes me, we are selling a new type of cookie in here. It's called CC's Italian Cookies. They're made by a mother-daughter team up north. They were a little bit pricier than the other cookies that I carry, and I was a tad bit fearful of bringing them in. I have reordered 5 times. I have to sell them for upwards of close to $10 a bag, and I have people that put 5 and 6 and 7 bags on the counter at a time.
Wow.
So,
this
yeah.
is awesome.
The cookies.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I saw them in there.
The
they looked pretty good. I saw the bag.
Well, there's one called a butter horn. They're all absolutely melt in your mouth.
There's all this stuff. This is about butter. Butter's good.
Butter's
for you.
The well, but, good. Butter, yeah.
Butter is good. Yeah. Margarine is plastic.
Well, someone was just in not long ago, and they attended a Paula Deen cruise, and they asked Paula Deen what her favorite dessert was. And she turned around and answered them, butter.
Butter. That's right.
Yeah.
So in the land of dairies,
that's
where the milk
a good
comes
thing.
From butter, we, yeah, butter's a great thing here
yes.
in Tulare County.
And
yes.
Isn't Land O'Lakes here?
Yes,
oh, very
Land
much
O'Lakes
so.
Is
that's
here.
Our very big, big co-op.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're on Facebook for everyone to find you?
I am, and you can go on. I have a very active Facebook page. It's called Hedgerow House, and that would just delight me to no end if a lot of folks, I've got, I think it's over 1,000 followers
you go.
Now.
Wow.
And I am very, very blessed, and I am smart enough to realize it. And so many wonderful, lovely people over the years have been helpful and seem to like to come and visit with me. So that's a real blessing.
Well, it's been a real treat for us to
mm-hmm.
visit.
Yeah, and we should say you ship.
Well, I do actually. What
this is why she's ahead of the chamber.
And that is, I do have to clarify that I do ship. I get things ready, but what I do. I go and I give mailboxes and more of my business. I have everyone take their things to them.
But this is partnership,
them.
See?
Yes. I have utilized that. I used to do all my own shipping, and I've gotten really busy, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't quite have the time to box things up quite like I once did. And when I had the vintage things, I remember the furthest I shipped, I had a young lady that came, and I had just purchased an estate. She bought almost everything, and she lived in New York City, and I had to package everything up and send it to New York. And that was frightening because it was all porcelain stuff.
And then they had to drop it in with using a big crane.
I hope not. Well,
we know
you know what? I never heard back from her. I double wrapped and triple wrapped. And I mean, I spent so much time packing and wrapping that stuff up. And then actually right then and there, that also is when I thought, you know what? Maybe I'm not going to specialize in shipping so much.
But this is where partnerships in business.
It is, because that's their profession. And Matt, that runs, he and his family own mailboxes and more. They do a fabulous job with any type of shipping predicament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I just want to say, too, that Stuart is an angel, Hedgerow House. If everything he has is extraordinary, and the way he packages it, if he has a signature look, and it is so extraordinary.
He's got style.
He does.
It's Stuart style.
It is like the most royalty. If you want to get something wonderful for your loved one, then you need to come here and have him package it up.
Or call him through Facebook, too.
That's true. It is amazing, and that's so kind of Janet to say that. I am known for my packing. I've always liked making things nice for people, and that is something that not a lot of people do. It always upsets me when I go to these very elegant, expensive stores, and you buy something, and you ask if you can have it wrapped, and they'll either charge you a fortune or they'll tell you, oh, well, we don't do wrapping. And all of my wrapping is free.
I
have clients that come from Los Angeles. They'll come once or twice a year. They usually come here for business. I will open early for them. They will come and they will buy 15 or 20 gifts. They'll be gone all day. I will gift wrap them fabulously, and they will come back at the end of the day, and they are so ecstatic, they are so excited to bring their treasures back down to Southern California, where they say, No one sees too much like that.
No one does what Stuart does. It's magical.
Well,
it's
that's beautiful. And I have to admit, fall, I love spring and summer. Fall and vintage Halloween, I make a complete transformation. I do close the month of January, and I do close the month of August. I live in a very large old family home out in the country that's been in my family. I'm the third generation that's lived there. And it's 120 years old, and I tend to all of that. And it is actually kind of like a park out there. So that little break gives me time to do some projects there, and then also completely redo the shop for the different seasons.
Awesome.
Then I close, and Christmas is quite magical
Christmas
as well.
Christmas is amazing.
It is off the hook. I'm usually down here until 1:30, 2 o'clock at night. People will order 30 and 40, 50 gifts at a time.
Wow, so you need those breaks. And I think
My poor old hands, as long as those guys don't give out.
But I think that's important for businesses. You know, sometimes people, if everybody knows you're closed and it's good, then people know.
I used to worry about it.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh gosh, and
well,
I had friends saying, oh my gosh, what are you doing this for? And I thought, well, you know, when you're
a
one-man band, and you need to take a little break. Because I live and breathe and love this, so I never want it to be where I don't.
Exactly.
But then again, ladies, what happens when you really, really like something and it's taken away from you for a while?
Yeah.
You really get excited when
it
comes back.
Yes.
And,
if you love something, set it free.
Yeah. And so I really do enjoy, I'm so Forrest Gump with technology, but I do enjoy my Facebook page, and I put all of the new products. I put videos on there. I put the times that we're reopening and if we have events or whatnot. So it would be lovely if some of your fabulous followers would check out Hedgerow
House. They will. I know they will.
Definitely.
So thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
It's been a delight getting to visit with all of you. And thank you for remembering me after 10 years.
Yeah. And I do remember your name, Stuart.
There you go.